Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Clashes escalate between two ethnic groups in India's Manipur state, then Sat7 broadcasts hope to the Middle East and North Africa. We'll tell you the latest in just a few minutes. But first, renewed ethnic violence continues to plague India's Manipur state. John Padidi with Bibles for the World shares this update.
It has now been almost 17 months that we have seen this violence between the militant Maites, who are predominantly Hindus, against the tribals of the state of Manipur, and the tribals are predominantly Christian. But it has really escalated in the last 3 weeks, I would say.
The escalation came from a report, later proved to be false, that 900 tribal militants had crossed over from Myanmar. But the report did its damage. It stirred up fears and led Maitre forces to attack, though the government army was able to stop those attacks. Padidi says the war has dominated people's attentions and it's been difficult to get momentum going in ministry efforts. Supply chains have been broken, making relief challenging to distribute. The best response is to pray. There are Christians on both sides, but Padidi shares especially about the tribal people.
They have been living in these villages, in these hill areas for hundreds of years, and now they're being called outsiders, intruders, illegal immigrants, and using that as a reason to drive us out of the area.
The rest of the story at missionnews.org.
We have village volunteers on the front line who are defending their villages and their land, and we need to pray for strength for them.
Meanwhile, Hurricane Helene made landfall in the U.S. on Thursday and cut through southeastern states. Heavy rains, floods, and mudslides have devastated entire communities and cut off power for millions. Even cellular service has been down, leaving many unable to confirm if their family and friends are okay. Eric Brew is the director of Warriors Set Free Georgia, based on the western edge of the state. He says the storm swung east of them and hit hard as it went north.
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't say we need to be praying, right? Some folks have lost everything. And so asking God for his peace and his provision to cover them is first and foremost. And secondly, I think that we need to be the hands and feet of Jesus, able to step out in faith and offer help, comfort, and some practical assistance.
At least 135 people have lost their lives from Helene, 25 from Georgia. That count is expected to go up as rescue efforts continue. In the meantime, consider how you can help. It's going to be a long rebuilding process. Bruce shares this invitation as well.
So if there's any veterans, active duty, or first responders out there that want to sit down and have a conversation about maybe some of the things that they've seen during this devastation, we'd love to stand shoulder to shoulder with our brothers and sisters, love on them, and assist them in finding ways to lay things at the foot of the cross.
And for most in the West, reaching people in conflict zones with the gospel just isn't possible. However, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, uses their established presence to offer hope amid pain and trauma. Dennis Weens with Sat7 says, in addition to their many ongoing programs, they're seeing success with a newer show called You Are Not Alone. Weens says,
we have 18-year-olds that have come to faith through watching the programs, and they can't even tell their folks they're a Christian. There's no church for them to go to. They're isolated believer, and so we want to assure them that they are not alone.
The program gains an audience through two Arabic satellite TV stations that cover North Africa and the Arabic-speaking Middle East. They also have a social media presence. They emphasize that isolated believers are part of a larger church, and there are followers of Christ who face the same pressures and stresses, even within the same country. In the middle of all the hurt and pain that these believers face, God is moving. People are coming to faith, and the church is growing. Weens asks you to pray.
Pray for the people receiving the message that the Holy Spirit will work with that, his word, work in people's hearts. People can see the hope of the gospel in it, and they'll have the strength, even in difficult situations, to trust what they're hearing.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.